And today, an al-Qaeda-linked group in Iraq issued new threats against Sunni tribal sheikhs who collaborate with U.S. forces, and against a Swedish artist and a newspaper editor who published a cartoonish picture of the Prophet Muhammad. The picture shows the bearded face of Muhammad atop a statue of a dog's body. The group calling itself the Islamic State of Iraq offered $100,000 to anyone who kills the Swedish artist Lars Vilks, and a $50,000 reward for killing the editor of the newspaper, which is called Narcus Alejandra. When a Danish newspaper printed cartoons of Muhammad last year, Muslims around the world protested, sometimes with violence. We wondered why the Swedish paper would follow suit, so we called Lars Stroman, whose editorial accompanied the drawing in the newspaper. He explained that Swedish art galleries had refused to display Lars Vilks' sketch, so his paper stepped in. Mr. Stroman insisted that what appeared in his paper was different from the Danish cartoons, which offended so many Muslims.
The Danish paper, in fact, asked artists to make that kind of caricatures. They ordered them in one way, because they wanted to test the limits of self-censorship and so on. But we didn't do that. I made an article on self-censorship and used one of the drawings of Lars Vilks as an illustration to this. It was more as a report on what was happening.
Right. Did you think that there would be trouble?
No, I didn't, because we were, I think we were the sixth or seventh newspaper who published the drawing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's probably been online.
Yes.
If one were Muslim, would one be offended at this image?
In fact, we have had many Muslims who have complained, yes. But there are also Muslims who have reacted and saying that we did the right thing. You can compare it with the film Life of Brian, you know, that came in 1979 or 80, you know. It was forbidden in Norway. There were many Christian groups, also in the United States, who wanted it to be prohibited. But I am a Christian myself. I think it's funny.
The Life of Brian was making fun of the life of Jesus.
Not really. It was a parallel story of a man living a parallel life of Jesus Christ, in fact.
When you discussed this and you saw the drawings, knowing a dog was involved and what the dog means to the Muslim culture, that attaching that image to Muhammad would be just terribly insulting. You must have known about that.
Yes, I knew that. But, you know, I can make an example. Sunday I had an article discussing the differences between Islam and Christianity, because there are a lot of Christian fundamentalists who wrote letters to me saying that Islam is an evil religion. And then came two threats against me from Christian fundamentalists. I think you must be able... there are people who don't believe in God. I believe in God, and I have the deepest respect for Muslims. But there are people who don't believe in God. So they, Muhammad, Jesus, or the Bible are not holy at all. And I think they must be able to express that.
Mr. Stroman, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.